thinking about what I wanted to say today, all I could keep thinking about was gratitude and how I'm so, so grateful to each and every one of you for the amazing experiences and connections we've made for over 3.5 years now. But let me explain a little bit why we have to take this indefinite pause. There's just some things that you don't want to do, but you have to. Through my life, I've been addicted to gaming, gambling, women, work, and many other things. But there's one thing that's in common with all of them. It's there's some things you don't want to do, but you have to. And I didn't want to rest on any of these things. It took me decades to find my wife, but what was odd, I found her was when I actually, it was a week after I decided giving up looking for a partner. So I didn't want to rest that time either, but I had to. And today is also one of those days. So Sexy Time was actually born from live streaming during COVID 3.5 years ago. And it was, we wanted to connect and share with others in a time of global uncertainty for global health reasons, really. And now our Sexy Time journey has to take a temporary pause because of my personal health reasons.
Welcome to Sexy Time, where we answer your questions about sex, relationships, and everything sexy in between. Don't forget, you can send your burning questions by voice or email to sexytimedlove@gmail.com. That's sexytimedlove@gmail.com. Anonymous questions are welcome. Thanks for hooking up with us today. Now, let's cozy up and join our hosts, Alice and BK Johnson.
Hey there, welcome back to Sexy Time.
Hello, welcome back to Sexy Time. This is, this is kind of the last time we'll get to say that for a while.
Yeah, you've noticed the title of the episode, yeah.
Hey there. Yeah, we are coming to you guys today with some news. And first of all, you should know that we did not come lightly to this news at all. Mm-hmm. We've been doing this show now for quite some time. And perhaps the other Sexy Time podcast will be grateful to hear this news.
It's a friendly rivalry.
Yeah, but we are not. We know that our amazing Patreons and other supporters and everyone listening from all corners of the world, we're so grateful to you. And I know that this news is not welcome news, but we do need to take a step away from the show. Kind of indefinitely, we're not really sure if we're going to be able to come back. We hope so. We very much hope so. But at this moment, we do need to take an indefinite pause. It's not because we want to go. And it's not because we haven't had a wonderful time being here with you all. I particularly am very grateful for all of the time that we spent before even we started the podcast as a live stream. Special thanks to Jason and
Captain Morgana.
Yeah.
Sam. Yeah. If you didn't know.
Well, I don't know, think we say we... Sam. Let's cut that out.
Really? No, really? I thought we do. She's cool with it. Yeah. It was literally in the song too. Like, so when we began, if you were here, one of these OG Sexy Time.
Thanks. That's why I was pausing. I was like,
it's cool.
Right,
when we began, there was four of us. And many of you don't know that. It was me singing karaoke, singing Rocket Man in honor of Alice, Captain Morgana, and Jason. I was saying all these names in there. All the names were in there, and they're totally.
Oh,
yeah,
funny.
So, and the four of us wanted to, like, we wanted a place to openly discuss our like thoughts and opinions on sex and relationships. And so we decided to live stream it together. And that was the first rendition of Sexy Time.
Yeah, that's how this all started. And I'm so grateful for it, not only because it introduced us to a wonderful audience and gave us the opportunity to have a sex positive place on the internet where we felt like we could be a part and impart some hopefully some wisdom. But also, like, you know, all this time really connected me with BK in a way that I couldn't be more grateful for. BK is one of my best friends in the world now. I will be visiting you and your wife. It's just a matter of when.
That might be the sexy time comeback, you know? That might be when our break ends. We'll see. I don't know.
But anyway, so I'm grateful for a million things, not the least of which, of course, is my friendship with you, BK.
Ditto.
So I know you have some things you want to say about this.
Yeah, well, it was interesting getting some nostalgia feelings as well, because, you know, we had the reason we did this as well. I already said so, but that it was a great mix of people across the whole globe, and our audience reflected that across pretty much every nation you could think of. We had listeners and supporters. But, you know, it was me living in Japan, but I'm fully American from Seattle, Washington. Singular Infinity is in the state of Ohio. I know we had an inspiring polyamorous singer and cabin attendant who's originally from New York. So we got each coast and the center of America covered from our original backgrounds. And of course, we had a 8-year professional prostitute born and raised in Belgium. So, so we had a lot of that. And again, I think our audience reflected a lot of our acceptance and understanding that sex and relationships is a global thing. Yeah, there was something I wanted to say, because thinking about what I wanted to say today, I mean, all I could keep thinking about was gratitude and how basically I'm so, so grateful to each and every one of you for the amazing experiences and connections we've made for over 3.5 years now.
Mm-hmm.
But let me explain a little bit why we have to take this indefinite pause. There's just some things that you don't want to do, but you have to. Through my life, I've been addicted to gaming, gambling, women, work, and many other things. But there's one thing that's in common with all of them. It's there's some things you don't want to do, but you have to. And I didn't want to rest on any of these things. Funny thing is, like, you know, it took me decades to find my wife, but what was odd, I found her was when I actually, it was a week after I decided giving up looking for a partner. So I didn't want to rest that time either, but I had to. And today is also one of those days. So Sexy Time was actually born from live streaming during COVID 3.5 years ago. And it was—
Are you saying you're addicted to us?
Yeah, it's very
I
hard.
I certainly am.
Right?
Yeah.
There's going to be withdrawal symptoms, and you may experience some too. Everyone listening, me and Alice will definitely. But we wanted to connect and share with others in a time of global uncertainty for global health reasons, really. And now our Sexy Time journey has to take a temporary pause because of my personal health reasons. So I was debating whether I should disclose a lot of my health concerns in detail, but every one of you listening has been courageous enough to ask us some very sensitive questions and open your hearts and experiences to everyone who listens and on the internet. So HIPAA be damned, if you know what that is. It's health disclosure stuff. So
You can disclose your own.
Yeah, exactly. So for the past couple months, I haven't been able to concentrate or function as well as I'm used to. Even ramping up my like things like ADD medication didn't really help whatsoever. And I've been always open with that stuff too. And recently it got so bad that like a whole day I couldn't even read. I'd try reading a book or even reading one of my own books, and my mind couldn't like comprehend what I was trying to put into it. So I knew something was wrong. It made me go to the doctor, get thoroughly checked. And they told me basically that my kidneys aren't functioning that well. And it's also compounding with chronic stomach issues I've been battling over the last couple decades. So with both mine and Alice's very busy schedules, as you all know, I thought long and hard what might need to be done if I could push through it. But after we had a long talk, we had a long talk with my bestie co-host. We decided the best thing to do was to take a hiatus from Sexy Time to focus on health, my health and well-being, but health and well-being overall, because we're both very busy and always pushing our bodies to the limits. As you know, that happens in sex all the time. So, yeah.
Save the streamer.
Yeah. But no, this isn't a farewell. As we said, it's a break. And I want to make that very clear.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, I do want to leave in the possibility that this is a permanent pause. We're calling it an indefinite pause only because I don't want to leave any pressure on you, BK, as you're going through this very real health concern. I don't want to leave any pressure on you or stress that you have to come back to it. So we're going to leave the door open, a crack. Mm-hmm. But we're gonna definitely take an indefinite pause.
Yeah, that's why it feels like, I mean, it was, when I was thinking about what to say, it was like, oh, well, I'm not gonna just say goodbye and thank you and gratitude, but I was like, yeah, because it's not really that, but it's indefinite, so it could be. So it may be a while before we get to speak again. Not me and Alice, but I'm talking to all you supporters, because You guys would make it go. Me and Alice are going to, you know, Alice is amazing. She's going to be supporting me. And as I always am trying to support her and what I can do. So one last thing I did compile a quick list. It's not everybody, but I wanted to say, you know, we give our sexy shout outs for Patreon supporters, for the ones who do that. But I did want to rattle off some supporters and amazing people throughout the years that are kind of, you know, on here. So first off, we already mentioned a couple former co-hosts.
Can we do our Patreon shout outs first?
Oh, yeah. Sure. Let's give them a little highlight. They're going to be on here, too. So, yeah, let's go.
So we've got Odessa. Thank you for joining us very recently. We so appreciate you hanging out with us. James, thank you very much as well.
James,
and
Odessa.
Mark and Monster J, who've been with us really.
Oh, geez.
For a very long time. And you've been such huge supporters of ours, not only in spirit, but also financially. We're so grateful for everything you've done for us, and really I can't thank you enough. Monster J, thank you for doming us, like really.
The first
and making and us
my last
put out
and
some audio and getting creative with us. We're so grateful for you. Our current Patreon, but I'm going to let you go on.
Good. Like must. Please, yeah. Please. They're going to get another shout out here, but yeah, former co-hosts, we already mentioned them, Kat Morgana, Single Infinity, or Jason and Sam, because you've always been our hearts. Patreons. This is the in order of appearance, according to Patreon. I just looked up from Patreon and saw that. Okay.
Thank you.
Monster J, of course. The one, the only, our Dominator. Monster J, Emma UK. Emma UK, amazing. Mark, we mentioned you before. Thank Mark you, C, man. Oh yeah. It's Koala coming in hot. These are all the OGs, baby. We got Sal, aka Solomon.
Right on.
Got Indy Mayo. Thank you so much.
My goodness, that's right.
King B, Bumblebee for life.
Yes.
We have Hazelly Girl. Or Hazel for short. We got It's Shirley. Always
Shirley.
Coming in hot.
Coming in and joining us in all of those amazing
pillow talks
we used to have. Thank you so much.
Lindsay and John Paranormal.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. T-Dubs. Oh, yeah. T-Dubs.
He
recently checked up on me, said, hey, you know, are you guys, how are you feeling? And I was like, so funny you asked that. So T-Dubs, thank you for caring and checking up on me at a really interesting time. He got a little bit of a preview of this, but, you know, I did say, hey, I'm going to give you a shout out anyway. So you might want to check this this next upcoming episode. Anyway, Webster Gaming. So many Patreons. James. We know you love them shout outs. Yeah. Thank you so much, James. Dave Culp. I love him. OG from streaming days. I've known him for what? 4 years.
I wish you were seeing him right now. This is a great, he's so enlivened. This is the most energy I've seen him in weeks. This is great.
And last but not least, Odessa. But again, this is in order of appearance according to Patreon. So again, thank you so much, Odessa, for all you've done. And let me go through these as well. These are because we're not just about the Patreon. Patreon.com/610podcast If you want to check it out, because you'll see some things. But we also have a special private Discord. And we also started as a live stream, as I said. So here's some Discord.
Hey, we're forgetting somebody important. Just Me Superman was a supporter on DLive for like ever.
Super Patreon.
Yes. In fact, I should look that up and see if I'm missing anyone else, but please go on.
Yeah, he's actually on my list of Discord and live stream heroes because I was like, what if so like first off, of course, the one, the only Zero. Dark DC, if you want to know, Zero is fucking amazing.
Man, he helped us in so many ways I couldn't even begin to say.
In internet and in real life, he's that supportive.
Seriously, like we ran into a problem on our original streaming platform and he really helped us with it. We were banned for a little while for accidentally showing images that we maybe shouldn't.
Too hot for stream.
Yeah, but he really helped us out with that. So thank you so much.
Yeah, Zero's the sweetheart and amazing. We have Sir Reese, of course, with Mavis, of course. That's the next. You know, when you hear that, it's Sir Reese and Mavis.
My goodness, yes.
Just Me Superman. Again, the Superman in our heart. Baromedic, fucking amazing.
Oh, yeah.
We have a Gilly P, who actually was a co-host for one brief moment when you were sick, Alice. I was like, let's talk about Hollywood because Gilly P has had some experience there. So yeah, we have Da Joy Joy, Tall Ship, Rob, and Minky. These are names that I just pulled quickly off of Discord and live stream. And if I didn't list you.
While you're at it, if we go back to the original, and sorry for like this just long list of names for those of you still with us.
Feel free to
fast forward a minute or two if you want. But our top contributors on our original Sexy Time live stream. On DLive, we're not talking YouTube here, which we did also for a while. We're talking Sexy Time on DLive. Monster J, top contributor.
Big surprise.
Eric Walker.
Rackanon,
thank you so much.
Oh, yeah.
Those were our top three contributors. And under that, we've got Jay Winch, A. Bishop. BK Johnson, thank you. Again, Hazel Girl, thank you. Pockets 13.
Oh, wow.
And Just Me Superman and myself, Rabbit Wormhole. that's the full list there of the all time top contributors from our original live stream. Thanks for that.
Thank you. If we didn't list you, it's only because we had to keep this list short as possible and we're focusing on health, but when we come back, it'll be interesting. If any of you heard this and says, hey, I want to be on there, we'll remember you. It's not that hard. But these were definitely the most active on Patreon and Discord DLive. That's why that was the quick one.
We can't forget you. We're so grateful really, it takes a village. And we're very grateful to have been part of your lives. And we hope to continue to be. As we move forward, we'll see how it goes. But
Well, I had a note here too, because you mentioned it earlier. I did want to give a special shout out to Monster J because you said it right, MJ. You'll always hold a special place in our hearts, our souls, and our ever aroused groins, as usual. Thank you so much for being the best dungeon master. Who I really enjoyed being ripped. The only one I really enjoyed being whipped from, but the other ones I took it because, you know, I'm a switch. I can go both ways. But and of course, I definitely wanted to say thank you so much to my co-host and dear friend Alice. Your burning desire to be a positive influence to help others with their relationships and their support circles is really an inspiration, truly, and it's one that I will always be grateful for. You make me a better person. I think you make anyone that you talk with a better person because you're always so brave, courageous to share your wisdom and knowledge with the world, both, thankfully for me, both on and off air. So I just had to say that. And Lastly,
yeah, I'm not going anywhere, man.
I know. We're still going to be doing stuff off air too, but
no, it chilling. Doesn't matter. You're my friend forever. I told you I'm coming to visit you, so get it ready.
Oh, yeah. Well, hopefully all y'all listening can get ready for that too, because I do think it would be an interesting little, you know, a minor comeback, even if it is going to be just like, you know, one of those premium shows. We can just record something while she's here in Japan, rocking the Far East as well. But everyone who's listened for just or watched us in the past or both, even just for if you just hear like popping in every now and then, even in like just a couple seconds, you all made this first chapter of the Sex STEM journey unforgettable. And I love you all. Thank you. I just had to say that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I just want to add, I do feel like I have to, but I should. I want to. Thank you as well, BK. You know, you've been a tireless friend, an advocate in my life. It's just been such an inspiration for me to watch you keep trying. I think trying is underrated, but I'm fairly convinced it's the meaning of life. And with your books, with your podcasts, with everything that you do, you know, there's a reason that DLive voted you, what was it, like
most creative
live stream 1 year. I mean, you are
a game show.
You're very creative, but you're also like an indomitable force. You never stop trying. And I think that's gonna, I think as you focus on your health, your nutrition, and just, you know, getting yourself in a good place, I think that indomitable spirit is going to serve you very well to get you to good healing. I really believe that, and I'm rooting for you. And however we get to continue our friendship, I have no doubt it's going to be a great adventure for us. This doesn't stop you and I, and we'll figure it out. We'll figure out what goes on with Sexy Time. As for our Sexy Time listeners, I thought a lot about what I want to leave you guys with. You know, in the whole of sex and relationships, what do I want to leave you guys with? And what I came up with is something we've talked about a lot here on the show, actually comes up quite a bit. This concept of fear versus love. And I just want to encourage you all, when you have a question, when you're not sure what to do, stop. Like, really stop. Breathe. Feel your breath in your body. Get in touch with how you're feeling in your body in the moment. And like, really get in the moment so that you can honestly ask yourself, am I acting out of fear or am I acting out of love? And if the answer is like, I'm acting out of fear because I don't want to lose this person or whatever, find a way to choose love, because your actions are going to be way more pure if you can choose love over fear. And a good way to do that is, again, to like get in your body in the moment, whatever that means. Like, take a moment to just listen to the sounds around you or feel the way your body moves when you inhale or exhale. Like, just take a minute to stop getting inside your head and thinking about all this stuff and be at one with your body in the moment. And if you can do that, then you know that you're able to tap into this other part of yourself that isn't based in survival. And if you do that, if you're in your best self, then you can make your best decisions. And I'm not saying you don't need us. And I'm not saying you don't need, you know, a sounding board from time to time. But I am saying it's important to really connect with your best self and choose love, not fear. I don't know if this serves us for our future audience, if we do get to come back, but I personally,
serves everybody.
enjoy listening to Savage Lovecast mm-hmm. by Dan Savage. So if you're looking for a podcast and you don't already listen to that one, may I recommend Savage Lovecast by Dan Savage. It's a great, great podcast to listen to. He does all questions. He does like a 10-minute sort of rant at the top of every show. It's often about news. But then after that, he just answers questions. And he also has like a free version as well as a paid version that invites a lot of experts on and covers a lot of really interesting things. So may I recommend, Savage Lovecast. And for those of you who also listen to the other Sexy Time podcast, mm-hmm. Maybe you'll be happy. I don't know that this one is taking a hiatus and they can rise up a little bit. Seems like they're doing some interesting stuff as well. So we wish them all the best.
We're all about positive sex and positive relationships and spreading that. So spreading the positivity, sharing your thoughts, experiences, to make it better. I love that. I know when or if we come back, make a comeback, I think that would be a lovely new rally cry that is a perfect thing to remind everyone, because, you know, choose love, not fear. Because love is courageous and it makes anything good really possible. Like but fear is destructive and really just a cock block, to be honest. You know what I mean? So choose love, not fear. And
don't let one confuse you about the other, because like sometimes love, like people think they're acting out of love, but it's actually like desperation, and desperation isn't love. Desperation is fear. Like, mm-hmm. so be honest with yourself, you know? And that's why I say like, get in touch with your body and really be in the moment before you answer these questions, because sometimes fear looks like love and sometimes love looks like fear. So
I think the key is knowing yourself. Cause I think sadly, a lot of the times, a lot of our past traumas and experiences, or who we were raised or who we've been around for society or whatever we've experienced growing up, or even most recent, like we've been conditioned to kind of think that way, to feel those fears and think that, and, or love that, you know, it's like the thrill of, you know, something that's bad for you, right? That's how you can get addicted to a lot of things that are bad for you. Same thing with fear, where it's like you get trained that way or raised that way. You'll start thinking, you know, this is love, when it's obviously fear or desperation, as you say. So I think a key to that is finding yourself. And one thing I've always heard as an interesting exercise is to think of these things that you believe about yourself or feel about life in general or things in general, and think of where you might have learned that or got that from, and think of if that person were teaching you that or instilling that in you with you in mind, with your best interest in mind versus some other agenda, their best interest or society's interest. I think I've gone through that a couple times, and it actually helps a lot to say like, no, that's where change can happen, where you can start choosing love over fear. When you start understanding where a lot of those things, those bad habits we pick up through life, came from. And you can overcome that if you think that through.
Well, BK, thank you. And you also can overcome this, I have no doubt.
Thank you. I'm trying very hard.
I know you are.
And it's not easy. I don't like taking breaks. We were talking about it before. Anyone who knows me knows it's not easy for me, but
we're doing this out of love.
Yes.
And if any of you are sad, please reach out. We're sad too, but we love our BK and we need him for later. So, so if you pray or whatever your faith is, just, you know, throw one up or out to the universe. Send all your good vibes to BK. I'm sure he can use them.
Oh, thanks,
Alice. And you can send them to sexytimedlove@gmail.com.
Yes, you can.
If you'd like.
We'll get it.
He will receive them there.
Mm-hmm. Love you, Alice. Love you all for listening.
Love you too.
Thanks again. Until we meet again, everyone, always remember to stay sexy, stay safe.
And don't get caught in public.
Choose love, not fear. That'll be the new sign.
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot.
Bye.
Thank you so much for coming along with us on this episode of Sexy Time. The party goes on after each show with unfettered access to your hosts in an uncensored and private live segment we call Pillow Talk. Become a Sexy Time subscriber to join in on the fun at patreon.com/sexytimepodcast. That's patreon.com/sexytimepodcast. It is always a pleasure to see you there. If you've enjoyed our company and would like to support us, be sure to tap that share button and spread the love. Join us again next week wherever you listen to podcasts for another Sexy Time. Until next time, this is the Mistress of Ceremonies sending her love. Stay sexy.